You have heard what was said to people who lived long ago. They were told, "Do not commit murder. Anyone who murders will be judged for it." But here is what I tell you. Do not be angry with your brother. Anyone who is angry with his brother will be judged. Again, anyone who says to his brother, "Raca," must stand trial in the Sanhedrin. But anyone who says, "You fool," will be in danger of the fire in hell. Suppose you are offering your gift at the altar, and you remember that your brother has something against you. Leave your gift in front of the altar. First, go and make peace with your brother. Then, come back and offer your gift. Suppose someone has a claim against you and is taking you to court. Settle the matter quickly. Do it while you are still with him on your way. If you don't, he may hand you over to the judge. The judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. What I'm about to tell you is true. You will not get out until you have paid the very last penny. You have heard that it was said, "Do not commit adultery." But here is what I tell you. Do not even look at a woman in the wrong way. Anyone who does has already committed adultery with her in his heart. It has been said, "Suppose a man divorces his wife. If he does, he must give her a letter of divorce." But here is what I tell you. Anyone who divorces his wife causes her to commit adultery. And anyone who gets married to the divorced woman commits adultery. A man may divorce his wife only if she has not been faithful to him. Again, you have heard what was said to your people long ago. They were told, "Do not break the promises you make to the Lord. Keep the oaths you have made to him." But here is what I tell you. Do not make any promises like that at all. Do not make them in the name of heaven. That is God's throne. Do not make them in the name of the earth. That is the stool for God's feet. Do not make them in the name of Jerusalem. That is the city of the great king. And do not take an oath in the name of your head. You can't make even one hair white or black. Just let your yes mean yes. Let your no mean no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, "An eye must be put out for an eye. A tooth must be knocked out for a tooth." But here is what I tell you. Do not fight against an evil person. Suppose someone hits you on your right cheek. Turn your other cheek to him also. Suppose someone takes you to court to get your shirt. Let him have your coat also. Suppose someone forces you to go 1 mile. Go 2 miles with him. Give to the one who asks you for something. Don't turn away from the one who wants to borrow something from you.